Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Welcome once again to 99.5 The Fish, and this is Free Inside Ministry. It's Tuesday evening, and I'd just like to welcome everyone who's tuned in this evening. But before I forget, I wanted to give a shout out, and this is a little dated, but for those of you who celebrated Sunday, being Father's Day, Manuia le aso o tama haole la makuakane. Happy Father's Day, especially to our Heavenly Father up above. I'd like to give a shout out and a thank you to all of my brothers and sisters, my beloved, that have tuned in tonight, wherever you may be. I want to say hello to our brothers out in Halava and our brothers out in Wayava. Tomorrow night, you should have Pastor Virginia Dominglong coming up there. Wonderful pastor, been in the system 28 years, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of good news, to those behind the walls. We'll be at OCCC this weekend, Annex 1, and all our other modules, Module 18, Module 13, Module 8, Module 3, Module 4. To all our brothers and sisters there, aloha no. And down at the FDC, looking forward to seeing you guys again this coming Sunday. And this Thursday, we'll be at the Windward facility with the women out at WCCC. I'd like to give a shout out to our brothers out in Saguaro, Arizona. It's getting hot right now, guys. Also, before I forget, at FDC, Brother John, you down in the shoe, but you know what to do, brother. You got one down, two to go. We'll see you soon enough. And also want to give a shout-out to Sergeant Abe and his handsome son, Mark, from First Assembly of God, Red Hill. You know, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on Oahu and also to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. We have a website. Feel free to check it out, please. That's www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our radio programs in a podcast format for you either to download or to enjoy at that time. We are both on iTunes Podcasts and FeedBurner with Google. We have a Facebook page for those of you riding the social media wave. And that Facebook page is Free Inside Ministry. We also have an email account, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Once again, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a note, let me know how we could make this program more enticing, more impactful, more meaningful to you, or just let me know if this program has touched you in any way, if it's reached a loved one of yours that is incarcerated, or if you have any ideas how this program could even reach more than the thousands that are already listening in every night. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." I love that verse. Even 15 years ago when I had a care group in Kailua with Kathy and Charlie Thurston, with Bill and Sunday Kennison, Oscar and Marianne Kaleleiki, Barney McCaig and his lovely wife, Auntie Sylvia Vaivaiole, Ipo and Aloha Vaivaiole also. Wonderful time there on Kiolo Drive, and even then, that was our anchor verse. So good to know that the Lord has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, tonight I'm going to be blessed by the time this program airs, since I'm recording it in the afternoon. I will have had the blessed opportunity to speak down at Windows of Hope. That's at Shopo headquarters. Once again, thank yous to Brother Tanari, Brother Keith, and Pastor Sean Nakamoto for allowing me that opportunity. But we're looking forward to coming down tonight and sharing with the men there, sharing our hearts. And, you know, I love that name of that ministry, Windows of Hope. Because I know for many of us that are incarcerated, sometimes all we get to do is look out through a window. We don't have much to see. We don't really have an open air ceiling. And that window that we look through while we're sitting at our bunk, lying down on our bed, or just sitting in our cell. That window at that time in our life is our only window of hope. Amen? Amen. Now, I wanted to share tonight is I want to go back to crossing your Jordan, because that is such a pivotal time in the Bible. And I'd like to go through the crossing of the Jordan, because there's probably no other book that has more encouragement and more wisdom for the soldiers of the cross than the book of Joshua. It is filled with spiritual truth. This book is named after Joshua, the hero of this time. Moses led Israel through the desert, but Joshua is leading them into the promised land. Amen? Amen. For your information, Joshua was originally Hoshea, meaning salvation, or Jehoshua, the Lord's salvation. The chosen people were led out of bondage by Moses, but led into the promised land by Joshua. In this book, Israel not only overcomes the enemy, but occupies the land that God had promised them. Amen? If God has made you a promise, hold on, that promise will come true. You see, the Jordan River was significant. It was at the end of a long and enduring wilderness with Moses, you know the story, for 40 years in the desert. And then, but you got to realize Moses led them through the Red Sea to escape captivity. And now Joshua is going to lead them through the Jordan River to the promised land. But the Jordan represented something. You see, the Jordan River represented a new beginning. The Jordan River represented a new start. The Jordan River represented a new opportunity, but it required a few things. It required some preparation by the people of Israel. And not everyone is able to cross over because they did not prepare themselves properly. My question to you today is, what is your Jordan? What are you having to cross over? What do you need to leave behind? And how are you going to cross that river Jordan in front of you? How long have you been in the wilderness, my brother, my sister? How many of you feel that you're just lost and you felt that way for such a long time? Just like the people of Israel, it seems you haven't gone far, but you're still lost. For some of us, maybe your Jordan is an addiction. Maybe it's an addiction to the pipe. Maybe it's an addiction to the bottle or the needle. Maybe the Jordan you're dealing with is an abusive relationship. Or maybe it's just a life that has been filled with bad choices. We all have something that is our River Jordan in front of us. We all have something that we need to leave behind us. Who wants a better life? Who wants to have a better future? Who wants to have a different life than the one you're living right now? Who wants to have a life that is led by our Lord Jesus Christ? Who wants a life where you walk in the steps that God has ordained before every foot has been lifted off the ground? Hallelujah. As I said the other day, many times we go headstrong into a project. We go headstrong into some plan or something that we're doing, some activity. And then halfway through we go, oh dear Lord, please bless our plans. That's not how it works. I think that's how a lot of us do it, but I think a better way that I might suggest, that I might say would work maybe better, if I may, is instead of having God bless your plans, let's try just for once. Let's try and have God plan our blessings. Amen? I think the outcome would be a lot better. I think so. But you see, there's three things that Joshua did at the River Jordan. I call it the three P's of Jordan. Prepare, proceed, and possess. You see, they had to prepare for change. It's in the book of Joshua in chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. In this passage, there are some very powerful, powerful statements by God that really jump out at us. In verse 2, Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the river. Sometimes, even though things happen, we got to keep moving. We can't stop. We got to keep moving forward on the path that the Lord has created us. Now, you got to figure, Moses is one of the most greatest individuals in the Old Testament. He had brought them out of captivity. He had brought them out of bondage. He had brought them out of Egypt. And all of a sudden, he dies. And it's just like, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the river. Life goes on. Sometimes we look at things and we dwell on things. Life still goes on. You see, in verse 5, I love this. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Which is one of the most popular verses of God's promises to us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And this is even better. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Not half your life, not only small kid time, not up until you get married. It says all the days of your life. Do you realize that what we just read in the Bible in Joshua 1 verse 5? This is your guarantee. Nothing can stand against you if you're consecrated and sanctified for the Lord. And he is always with us. Amen? Can somebody help me tonight? I need an amen. You see, because in verse 7 and verse 8, he says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Be strong and obey the commandments. It says, do not veer left or right, and you will be successful wherever you go. God promises that we're going to be prosperous. God promises us that we're going to be successful. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you plan to fail? Anybody? I don't know anybody that wakes up in the morning and says, I really wish I had a horrible day. I really want to screw up at work today. Oh, I wish I just had a day that's so upside down, I didn't know what to do. I do not believe for a second that there's anyone out there who would say that. Amen? But how many of us fail to plan? Okay, we get the same result. Failing to plan is the same as planning to fail. Whether you choose a destination or not, you'll get to either one. You see, mark this one down, guys. You might want to write this. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Another good one is, without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not. Oh, hallelujah. Some revelation there. You know, the definition of grace is God doing for you what you cannot do for yourself. That means you got to get up and do stuff to begin with. How many of you out there want a miracle? How many of you need a miracle? Hallelujah. We all need a miracle. Don't fool yourselves. We all need things to change. We want things to change for the better. We want our families to have a better opportunity. We want our families to have better lives. We all need a miracle, and that miracle is Jesus Christ. But you see, there's some things that we need to do, because I just told you, Without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. Because miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Prepare for change. In Joshua 3:5, Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Amen? Amen. See, sanctification was God's preparation for a miracle. Sanctification or purification meant to be set apart or to be consecrated. You know, if you look up the word consecrated, it says to set apart for sacred use, to consecrate. It says to make holy or purify. It says to give religious sanction to, as with an oath or a vow, such as, for example, sanctify a marriage. Without holiness, no one will see God. Without holiness, no one will see God because God is holy. Amen? We have to clean up our act. We've got to get rid of all the things that are compromising our lives. We've got to get rid of the drugs. We've got to get rid of the booze. We have to get rid of the lies. We have to get rid of the anger. We have to get rid of the bitterness and the unforgiveness. We have to change. Because if you want to experience the love of God and the power of God, we must put away sin once and for all. How can we ask for God's best when we give him our leftovers? No can. Cannot go like that. You see, preparing for change involves sanctification of our spirit, sanctification of our mind, sanctification of our soul and body. My beloved, if you're just going to church so people can see that you're going to church, you're not fooling God, okay? If you're going to church and your heart's not right, you're not fooling God. If you're going to church on Sunday, but you still party Monday through Saturday, you're not fooling God. He sees everything. If you're going to church but still beating your wife and kids, you're not fooling God. Not for a second. If you're going to church but still going to work late, having a bad attitude at work, you know, having a bad attitude, not being an encourager, you're fooling nobody. God know everything. But remember this, God don't bless no mess, period. Amen and amen. You see, we have to make ourselves presentable to God, to experience God, to share in his blessings for us. But that's in the preparation. Our second P was to proceed. And we proceed with caution because we keep our focus on the word of God. In chapter 3, it's written, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people to consecrate themselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they that may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priest who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Imagine that you're driving in Los Angeles for the first time, and it's nighttime, and you're coming up to an intersection that maybe you've never seen before, you've never been before in your life. How would you drive through that intersection? Would you just drive straight through it, pedal to the metal, and just gassing them all the way? I don't think so. Do you think you just hit the gas pedal to the floorboards and give it all you got? I don't think so. Would you just kind of like rip through that intersection without checking left or right? No, you would proceed with caution because you've never been there before. That's an unfamiliar territory. And anyway, you don't have any lights, so you have to proceed with caution and look for any directions. How many of you had a new job? Your first day in the job, how did you act? Were you quiet, a little reserved, not sure of your surroundings, very observant, a little cautious, right? Until you became more familiar with your surroundings, you proceeded with caution. Now, as they crossed the Jordan, they followed the word of God. The Ark of the Covenant contained the law and the covenant between God and his people. God's instructions were to let his commandments and promises go before them. Put the word before the world and you will survive. Amen? Put the word before the world and you will survive. In chapter 3, verse 8, it says, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. At this time of year, the river was swollen. The water level was very high, and it was not a good time nor a good place to cross the Jordan River. In verses 13 and 15, it says, the priest will carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall. So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant were already in front of them. Now the Jordan is in flood all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests carried the Ark, reached the Jordan, and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. Amen? Sometimes there's never a good time in our life. Sometimes the timing isn't right. We always wait for another day when the timing is right, when things line up better, when it's just a better situation. But is that of our doing or is that of the Lord? You see, the Lord's instructions to the priests and to the people were to stand in the river at the water's edge. Even if it doesn't look good, even if the river is swollen, even if it's floodwaters, you got to get wet. You got to get in the Jordan. You got to start doing what you can do. The Lord's not going to do for you what you can do for yourself, so you need to get doing what you can do. The Lord's instructions were to stand in the river. Although it looked dangerous, he said to go stand in the river. They had to get their feet wet. But once they stepped in the river, the water stopped flowing from upstream and stood up as a wall. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Whenever crossing into a new season, a new time, it is imperative and critical to keep your eyes on the Lord's commandments and his promises, not to focus on the problems and the complaining, but to focus on the blessings. You see, because in verse 14, so the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Hallelujah. But you see, that is our preparation, and that's our, we're going to prepare, and now we've proceeded, but we haven't possessed it yet. Until you completely cross over, you cannot possess the promises of God. You need to complete that task. The promise is on the other side. It's not in the middle of the River Jordan. It's not in the beginning of the River Jordan. The promises are on the other side, on the other bank, outside and above the Jordan River. Many want salvation, but they're unwilling to step into the river of change, worried about what people will say or what people will think. Many people want God's blessings, but they will not receive it, because they refuse to step into the river. Some of us want everything without sacrificing anything. We want God's promises while we live in sin. We want God's blessings, but we continue to live a life filled with anger, a life filled with bitterness, a life filled with lustfulness. We want the peace of the Lord while we still want a piece of the world. Amen? Amen. If you want God's promises, you have to step off of the edge of the river. You have to get off of the edge of the river. You have to stand in the river of change. You have to make a choice to leave the old behind and to embrace the new. You have to leave behind what is behind and continue to press in, press on, and to finish the race strong. Stepping into the Jordan requires faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. You don't get the promises of God without completing the crossing. Some of us, we get so close, but we go back to our old habits. We go back to our old ways. We go back to our old friends. We go back to our old things, way of doing things, because we don't know any better. How many of you are tired of just being tired? How many of you are tired of being sick and tired of the arguing, of the backbiting, of the lies, the deceit, the struggling, the emptiness in your heart? How many of you want something new? How many of you feel like you have no hope? You're getting tired of being beat down. You're getting tired of feeling there's nothing out there better for you. Tonight could be your night. Tonight could be your wake-up call. It could be your opportunity. If you're tired of fighting an uphill battle and you're tired of feeling like the chips are stacked against you, tired of struggling and tired of chasing false hopes and dreams, God leads us through the River Jordan by his presence to places we have never gone before. As Joshua said, purify yourselves for tomorrow. The Lord will do great wonders amongst you. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. All I'm saying is God is willing to hold your hand. God is willing to guide you along your Jordan as you step off the edge in faith. God will help you. God will guide you. God will lead you as you cross over your River Jordan. Hallelujah. But you have to complete the crossing. You have to complete the crossing to get the blessing, or else you're going to stay in the same place. Or even worse, you thought you were going to cross your River Jordan, and instead you never made it to the other side, and you won't be able to possess the blessings that God has for you, the blessings that God promised you, the plans that God has for you, the hope that God plans for you, the plans for a hope in a future that won't harm you but to prosper you, all that the Lord has promised us in the Scriptures. You won't be able to embrace that. You won't be able to taste that. You won't be able to be a part of that because of the fact you have not completely crossed over the River Jordan. Some of us, we get so close, but we're so far away. We've got to take that final step. We've got to leave everything behind, all of those old habits, all of the old ways of doing things. We have to do things a new way, for we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. You know, folks, we just got to get right with God. We've got to sanctify ourselves. We've got to consecrate ourselves. We have to purify ourselves. How can we expect the best from God, but we give him our leftovers? That's not right. We can't do that. We've got to change the way we do things. We've got to change the way we think. If it's not, and like I said, our thoughts, if it's not of God, it's not of God, period. That's all we have to work with. You know, I don't know what your Jordan is, but I know God's got his hand stretched out to you. I know I can pray for you, and I'll pray with you. But you've got to take that first step. You've got to make the decision. Then you've got to prepare yourself. Then you've got to proceed through your crossing of the Jordan that you have. Then you have to possess it, just like the Israelites possessed it as they all entered the opposite side of the river. It's your Jordan. I don't know what your Jordan is. I don't know how big it is. I don't know how wide it is. But I know how big my God is. I know how strong my God is. And I know how loving my God is. He's there for you. But you've got to take that first step. You've got to step out of the safe zone into the faith zone. You've got to get your feet wet. He'll see you in the river. He's going to guide you through that river. And you will cross it with the blessings of Jesus.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.